Hey, welcome. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson on using return tracks to build cleaner, more powerful FX chains for drum and bass. I want this to feel practical and hands-on. You'll centralize reverb and delay, run parallel saturation and compression, keep your subs tight, and automate sends for killer drops and breakdowns. It's all about getting darker, heavier DNB while keeping your project organized and CPU-friendly. Let's go. Lesson overview. You'll build 3 to 5 return tracks tailored for DNB, a short dense reverb for drum texture, a tempo-synced stereo delay for rhythmic width, a parallel saturation return for grit, and an optional parallel compressor for punch. We'll cover routing and filtering, so subs stay clean, sidechain techniques to preserve kick punch, and arrangement ideas for fills and transitions. What you will build? Return A, ERV reverb, short, dense reverb for drums and ambience. Return B, TPD delay, tempo-synced stereo delay for groove. Return C, set grit, parallel saturation slash distortion for character. Return D, PIR compress, optional New York-style parallel compression for weight. You'll also set up HP filters on returns, sidechain ducking to protect the kick, and automations for transitions. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep. Open your DNB project in Ableton. Group your drums into a drum bus labeled drum bus, and split bass into sub and mid bass groups. This routing gives you quick global control. Create and name return tracks. First, insert 3 to 4 return tracks. Rename them exactly like this so you don't get lost. Return A is DRV reverb, return B is TPD delay, return C is SAT grit, and return D is PAR compress if you want it. Keep your return pairs conservative while you design chains. Aim for their outputs around -6 to -12 decibels initially and trust your ears. Return A, DRV reverb, short, dense tails for drum texture. Chain the devices in this order: reverb, then EQ8, then utility for width, then a gentle glue compressor. Use the stock reverb in a plate-like mode. Decay time between 0.6 and 1.2 seconds is perfect for rolling amen breaks, longer only for breakdown ambience. Set pre-delay to 10 to 25 milliseconds so transients stay sharp. Put the reverb wet slash dry at 100% on the return, because sends control the dry level. After the reverb, put an EQ and high pass around 220 to 400 HC. This is essential. It removes mud and keeps low end out of the tail. Low pass around 8 to 10 kHz if the reverb is too bright. Use utility to open width between 110 and 140%. But be careful not to wash out the center. Finish with a glue compressor set gentle, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. This glues tails without squashing them. How to use it? Send drums and the snare to send A. Start sends around -10 dB and push to -4 dB for big moments. Keep the sub send off. Sub to reverb is a common trap that destroys punch. Return B, TPD delay, tempo sync delay for groove. Put ping pong delay or delay on the return, then a Q8 to tame feedback frequencies, utility to sculpt stereo, and a light saturator to taste. Sync the delay to your master BPM. For a rolling feel, set left delay to 1/8 or dotted eighth and the right delay to a complementary value like dotted eighth or 16th. Feedback should sit between 20 and 35% to avoid runaway buildup. Filter the feedback so anything below about 300 to 400 Hz doesn't feedback. Set the return width to 100%. Use this on percussion fills, hats, and mid-range stabs. Send levels can range from -12 to -3 dB depending on how prominent you want repeats. Automate the send up for a pre-drop bar to create a widening, trailing build. Return C, set grit, parallel distortion for character. Order the devices as EQ to high pass first, then saturator, overdrive, another EQ to shape, and a glue compressor. High pass the chain at around 80 to 150 Hz at the very start, so sub frequencies never hit the distortion. Drive the saturator modestly, 2 to 6 dB, and use warm modes or analog clip. Overdrive provides additional bite. Dial it by ear. After distortion, carve with an EQ. Cut below 150 Hz again. Add a narrow mid boost around 200 to 600 Hz for body, and possibly a 1.2 to 2k Hz boost for snap. Glue compressor at about 3:1, attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 0.2 to 0.4 seconds, will glue this grit together. How to use it? Send snares, drum mid-range, and the mid-bass harmonics to this return. Keep the sub out. For drops, automate the mid-bass send to this return to make it aggressive without nuking the subs. Return D, PAR compress, New York parallel compression. Put a heavy compressor or glue on the return with aggressive settings, ratio between 6 and 10 to 1, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Push threshold so you see 8 to 12 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is deliberately intense. High pass the return at 120 to 250 Hz to keep bass out, and use utility to collapse width if you want a focused center mass. Blend this return under the drum bus for weight and presence. Use sidechain on this return key to the kick if you need the low end tight. Sending the drum bus and a mid bass end here gives you the classic thick but punchy DNB drum sound. Sidechain and ducking keep the kick and bass punchy. On returns with tails, especially reverb and delay, insert a compressor and enable sidechain. Choose the kick or drum bus as the trigger. For ducking reverb and delay, ratio 3 to 6 to 1 is a good start. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 160 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until the return ducks on the kick transient. This prevents tails from masking your kick and keeps the low frequency focus intact. Routing and send levels. Practical workflow. Start with conservative send values and tweak. Example starting points. Snares send to reverb at minus 10 dB. Delay B minus 14 dB. Saturation C minus 6 dB. Parallel compression D minus 8 dB. Drum bus send a minus 8, B minus 12, C minus 10, D minus 6. Mid bass, send C minus 6, D minus 4. Sub bass, send none to reverb slash delay slash saturation. If you send to parallel compression, ensure HPF is on. Use post sends by default so the FX follow your track automation. Use pre-sends when you want FX independent of track fader movement. Freeze and flatten heavy returns if CPU gets heavy, or render stems and use those files on a single return. Arrangement ideas and automation. Automate send B and send A up 2 bars before a drop for trailing fills. Ramp send C into the drop to increase mid-bass aggression. For big moments, automate return D's fader up for a few bars to add density and automate it down afterwards to give contrast. Gated reverb effects. Fast closed gates or automated return volume cuts can make snares snap in jungle style arrangements. Also consider duplicating your reverb return for pitch shifted tails in breakdowns, low passing them and keeping them subtle. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't send sub bass to reverb or delay that kills punch. Always HPF your returns. Don't overwhet returns. Multiple high-level wet returns equal mush. Keep returns filtered for both LF and HF as needed. Use sidechain or dynamic EQ to keep returns from masking kick. Don't create 6 slightly different reverb returns. Consolidate similar FX into chains or a single audio effect rack and automate chains instead. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Short, dense reverbs with high diffusion between half a second and 1.2 seconds give weight without a long wash. Try pitch-shifted duplicate returns for eerie tails, detune by a few cents or shift a semitone for drama, then low pass and drop volume. Use multiband dynamics on returns to compress mids and highs while leaving sub free. For dirt, build a separate bit crush return and send only mid harmonics to it. Map key return parameters like pre-delay, delay feedback, and saturator drive to a MIDI controller or macro so you can perform big changes quickly. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Load a 2-bar amen loop and create a drum bus. Create returns A to C as described. For return, a set decay to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 12 ms, diffusion about 70%, and HPF at 300 Hz after the reverb. For return B, set left to 1/8, right to dotted 16th, feedback 28% and filter feedback below 350 Hz. For return C, set HPF at 120 Hz, saturator drive around 4 dB, overdrive around 5. Send the snare to at minus 8, to B at minus 12, to C at minus 6. Keep the kick sends off. Add compressor to return sidechain to the kick, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 milliseconds, release 120 ms. Threshold so it ducks on the kick. Toggle return C in and out to hear the perceived loudness change without raising peaks. Automate send B up 2 bars before the drop for a trailing rhythmic repeat. Check that the sub remains tight. Recap. Return tracks let you centralize FX for consistent character and CPU savings. Always filter returns to keep sub energy out of wet tails. Use parallel returns for saturation and compression to add weight, while preserving dynamics. Sidechain your returns to the kick and bass so low end remains punchy. Automate sends for fills, breakdowns, and drops. The movement is what sells transitions. Homework challenge: if you want to stretch, produce a 16 to 32 bar loop with an amen style break and two-layer bass. Use exactly 4 shared aux chains, and ensure only one contains meaningful energy below 120 Hz. Automate delay feedback and reverb width in the two bars. Before the drop, resample a wet tail and make a one-shot, reversed hit into the drop, and protect the low end with HBFs or dynamic EQ. Export a dry mix and a wet mix, and write a short 3-5 line note about which return you automated and why. Send it over if you want feedback. All right, that's the lesson. Get hands-on, try the mini exercise, and map a couple of return parameters to a controller so you can perform those tense pre-drop moves live. If you want, send me your set structure or the two mixes and I'll suggest exact send values and a couple of surgical tweaks to tighten the impact. Go make something heavy.